Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Gaza. A conversation with Seth Franzman, the chief Middle East correspondent for the Jerusalem Post, and Bill Raggio about the IDF and its plans for Gaza. The war continues. Months to go. In North Gaza, Seth reports that the Hamas fighters have been surrounded and cut off. So the IDF speaks of a MacArthur-like policy of bypassing the ringed and helpless to move Hamas fighters, not to go in and combat with them, just bypass them. They can't move south. They can't run. They're stuck. Perhaps 100,000 civilians left in the north, says Seth. Now the IDF proceeds to Khan Yunis in the middle of the Gaza Strip. That is where they believe Sinwar, the man responsible for the attack on 10/7, and his lieutenants are hiding along with keeping the hostages there. Sinwar is the arch gangster, and he's surrounded by men who are also responsible for the attack on 10/7 and for the using of human shields in these last weeks in the Gaza war. In Khan Yunis, now to the south, Rafak and the village of Rafak, a ruin the last time I saw it. There's reason to believe more Hamas fighters have retreated to there, but one part of Gaza at a time. I'm also told the IDF has put an armor brigade across the center of the Gaza Strip, cutting it in half, and means to drive the Hamas fighters out of their tunnels towards the sea. Remains to be seen, fog of war. Tomorrow's the 60th day of the war. Also tonight, a conversation about China and how it's perceived in Japan. Gordon Chang and I speak with Yoko Ishii, a young woman who is much on social media in Japan as Random Yoko. She speaks of the overwhelming hostility, distrust, and unhappiness, despair towards the People's Republic of China and its aggressions towards the neighborhood. We also speak to Steve Yates, chair of the America First Policy Institute's China Policy Initiative, about an unexplained pneumonia on the mainland. 5 U.S. senators have brought this up, asking for the border to be closed to China's to traffic from China. Gordon Chang contributed this detail when he flew from Tokyo to New Jersey in October of this year. There was no interruption. Nothing was mentioned about the CDC. When he flew just days ago from Tokyo to New Jersey, he was asked to fill out a form about his contact address and his phone number. And did he agree to be contacted by the CDC? What's changed? Unknown. Then a conversation about how Hamas broke the ceasefire by firing rockets and that the IDF is going to finish its jobs. This is with Malcolm Honlein. There's much more to Malcolm's report. He talks about the Houthis and their attack on the U.S. Navy and commercial shipping. He talks about the 800 tunnels, 500 of which have been destroyed underneath Hamas. Talks about the House of Representatives vote condemning Qatar, condemning Turkey for its aid to Hamas, insisting that the U.S. not permit any more of the $6 billion that were transferred to a Doha account for Iran to be used in any fashion. And then a lengthy discussion about propaganda used by Hamas. One particular character who's called Pollywood, he's much on social media, pretending to be dead twice, pretending to be wounded in a bed, severely wounded with life support. Also pretending to be a radiologist to help a theoretically blood-spattered individual into a MRI machine. In other words, a lot of fakery going on. But the propaganda goes out, and to Malcolm's knowledge, no one reports on how these characters have been caught faking videos of themselves as dead men. And then a conversation about Lebanon and the Hezbollah and why they've not launched and will they launch, and a special forces unit among Hezbollah. And then a question of Abbas and is he capable of supervising in any fashion Gaza after it's rid of Hamas? No clarity there whatsoever. And we turn to the rest of the show with a conversation with Andrew McCarthy and Thaddeus McCotter about the trials of former President Donald Trump. The chief trial that we discuss is the January 6th trial, which is scheduled for March 4th. Going ahead now, pending appeals to this, all of, that can go as high as the Supreme Court, whether a former president enjoys immunity from his conduct while he was president. Question is, did the actions of Donald Trump on January 6th, did those exist as acts of state as president, or were they acts of his initiative? The trial will turn, I'm told by Andy, on the question of whether former President Trump believed his Stop the Steal or whether he was manufacturing it. There will be testimony from his lieutenants, one of whom is Mark Meadows, his chief of staff. I'm sure there's much more to learn. That's what we know for now. The trial date begins March 4th, 2024. And then back to the question of the anti-Semitism and the charges thrown out routinely now for people by people who are supporting Hamas. The chief charge that I discussed with Peter Berkowitz is colonialism. You're a colonialist. You're colonialism. What does it mean? What suddenly is a concern about colonial affairs, given the history of the last 1,000 years? Peter discusses it at length, a scholarly discussion, but that is where the opposition comes from, scholars and professors around the globe. And then a conversation about the arsenal of democracy with Jerry Hendricks. The arsenal is empty or near empty. The U.S. industrial base is not ready to face up to the axis of resistance. It needs replenishment. It'll take many years. Jerry speaks to the details. Later on, conversation with Ernesto Araujo and Joseph Umar, New World Report, about the imminent attack by Venezuela on tiny Guyana. Why? Because there are 11 billion plus barrels of oil discovered off the coast of Guyana, and Venezuela wants to make a claim that is falsely based on documents from the 19th century. But in any event, Venezuela is not planning to take this to court. It's planning to annex, Joseph Umar says, annex with force about three-quarters of Guyana. And then finally, a conversation about Brazil and the two faces of Brazil, the climate emergency Brazil and the petrostate Brazil. And Ernesto Araujo speaks of how Lula da Silva very cleverly uses the environmentalist climate emergency Brazil to win favor in Europe and then maintains the petrostate in order to balance the budget or wells just to pay for things. Pay for the ambitions of the state. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.